The fisheries sector is on its way to being more climate resilient. This as vulnerable fisherfolk and fishing communities are set to benefit from an almost $5 million US dollar grant from the World Bank. Stay tuned to hear how the funds will be used and how it will impact the overall economy on today's program. I'm Anthony Morgan and this is Going for Growth. The government and the World Bank signed a $4.8 million US dollar grant agreement on March 28, aimed at promoting community-based climate resilience in the fisheries sector. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Dr. Nigel Clark signed the grant along with World Bank Country Manager Galina Sotirova. Dr. Clark says the grant will be used to assist vulnerable fisherfolk in diversifying their methods to both increase their resilience to climate change and ensure sustainable fishing practices.
$570,000 will be used to fund the strengthening of the fisheries policy and regulatory framework. The amount of $2.68 million US dollars will support diversification and fisheries-based alternative livelihoods for fisherfolk. For example, sub-projects on climate resilience, freshwater aquaculture. And there will be $970,000 to fund capacity building, awareness raising, and behavioral change activities.
The finance minister says the remaining $655,000 will support project management, monitoring, and evaluation. There are approximately 50,000 Jamaicans working in the local fishing industry, and Minister Clark says the government is cognizant of the importance of the natural environment to Jamaica's economy. As such, Dr. Clark says the government welcomes the ongoing help and the support of the World Bank in bolstering the country's climate change mitigation efforts, especially the promotion of community-based climate resilience under this new project.
This project is the latest of the World Bank projects identified under its strategic program for climate resistance. We acknowledge the grant agreement that was signed between the government and the World Bank on the 2nd of October 2015 in the amount of $6.8 million US dollars for improving climate data and information management and the Jamaica Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, for which a loan agreement in the amount of 17.9 million US dollars was signed in July of 2016.
The fisheries sector project is aligned with the 2030 development goals and is expected to contribute to the objectives of the 2015 National Fisheries and Aquaculture Policy aimed at improving the sustainability of the nation's fisheries.
The government of Jamaica is committed to the implementation of this project, which will contribute towards ending poverty in Jamaica and towards the promotion of shared prosperity, prosperity for all, by directly supporting poor fishing communities that are highly vulnerable to climate change impacts.
Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark. Meanwhile, World Bank Country Manager Galina Sotirova says climate change is a threat to the core mission of the World Bank, which is to end extreme poverty and foster shared prosperity in a sustainable way.
Current weather extremes already affect millions of people, putting food and water security at risk and threatening agricultural supply chains and coastal cities. And climate change is a disproportionately bigger threat to relatively small island countries such as Jamaica. For this reason, over the past decade, the World Bank Group has been integrating climate change considerations into all of the investments and operational decisions that we have.
Ms. Sotirova says the World Bank is pleased to offer support to the government of Jamaica and needy persons across the island who depend on the fisheries sector to earn money.
The sector is heavily climate sensitive, making the people who rely on it for their livelihoods particularly and very vulnerable. So the project will support fishing and fish farming communities directly by helping them adopt climate resilient practices. It will contribute to improving the overall health of marine and coastal ecosystems and restore healthy fish populations. The project will partner with all the 32 fish folk organizations across the country and is expected to directly benefit their 1,800 members, of which 25% are women.
World Bank Country Manager Galina Sotirova. That's it for our program. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week when we'll again be going for growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.